So let's review. The Gemara in Daf Tezayin quoted a machlokes regarding Nazir Behuba Veis HaKfaris, someone who accepted Naziris in the cemetery. Rabbi Yechanan says, Naziris Chal Olav. He immediately becomes a Nazir, while Rish Lakish maintains, Ein Naziris Chal Olav. He is not a Nazir, and must re-accept the Naziris upon becoming Tar. The Gemara questions Rish Lakish by pointing out that our Mishnah says, Einoi Mevi Karban Toma, implying that Ha Mechel Chayel Olav. Regarding all other halachas, he is a Nazir, in agreement with Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. The Gemara answers that Rish Lakish will read the Mishnah, Einoi B'Toyres Toma V'Einoi B'Toyres Karban. He is not a Nazir at all. The Gemara also quotes a braisa that clearly states, Asur L'Galech V'Lishtas Yayin V'Latam L'Mesim. He is a Nazir. However, Rish Lakish can interpret the braisa to be discussing B'Yoytze V'Nichnas, when he became Tar and re-accepted the Nazirs. The Gemara cites another braisa that clearly indicates that he is a Nazir. Ein bein tamei shenazir lenazir tahar shenitma, ela tamei shenazir shvi shaloi oilaloi laminyan, venazir tahar shenitma ein shvi shaloi oilaloi laminyan. A tamei who accepted naziris can begin his term on the seventh day of the tahar process, because he doesn't need to bring karbanos tumah, but a nazir tahar who became tamei only begins recounting after bringing karbanos tumah on the eighth day. Now, according to Rish Lakish, the Naziris of a Tamei Shenazir would only start on the seventh day, Bahadur Bekibo, if he re-accepted it. And as Tesvis explains, the Braisa should have given another difference. Ze boi l'mahadur v'linder, v'ze loi boi l'mahadur v'linder. Apparently, since it did not, the Braisa supports Rabbi Yechanan that the Naziris was valid immediately. David the Gemara concedes that Meichel kule amalei plegi d'chayla. Everyone agrees that the Naziris is valid, and Tosafos explains, "V'loki toichi mitumasai ashtiya v'ateglachas." He is immediately obligated in all of its laws and receives malchus if he drinks wine or shaves. Kipaligi lamalki. The machlekes is regarding malchus for the iser tuma. Rabbi Yechanan holds kibin the chayil l'loki. He receives malchus for the iser tuma as well because kibin the chayil Naziris l'sharmili chayil namei tuma. Since he becomes a nazir for the other halachas, he is a nazir regarding tuma as well. Shlakish says, Loi Loki b'chayla. He indeed becomes a Nazir, but he's not Chayiv Malkus for the Isra Tumma because the Kivan Dimiyata Rachmona Mikarban Tumma, Miyata Mikol Din Tumma Afme Malkus. Since he's excluded from Karbanis Tumma, as the Mishnah says, Ve'eni Mevi Karban Tumma, which the Gemara and Daf Yud Ches derives from a Pasuk, he's also excluded from Malkus for the Isra Tumma. However, the Gemara cites a Braisa which clearly states that there is Malkus in this case. Misha hayud tamei benazir, asur legaleach v'lishtas yain, v'mgilach v'shasa yain, v'nitma l'meitzim harizah soifagis arbam. The Gemara therefore concludes, to yufta, Rish Lakish's opinion is refuted. The Gemara now turns to another aspect of this case. We know that a tamei may not enter the Beis HaMikdash. However, someone who became tamei in the Beis HaMikdash is only chayav malchus if he stayed inside kidei hashtachava, the amount of time it takes to bow to the ground. This is known from Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai as an oral tradition. The Gemara now asks whether this halacha applies to Tamei B'Nazir. Bai Rava, Nazir B'hu B'Veis HaKvaris Mahu, Bai Shi L'Malkus Eloi. Someone who accepted Naziris in the cemetery only receives Malkus if he delayed Kedei HaShtachava, because Loishna, a Nazir is comparable to a Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, or perhaps, Loi Bai Shi L'Malkus, he is chayiv malchus immediately because ki gemirin shi beveis hamikdash. Avol avroi loy. This halacha was only said in regard to the beis hamikdash. The Gemara clarifies the case in which this question is relevant. In the case of the amrilei loy tinzer, he was warned not to accept the naziris in the cemetery. There is no question he certainly receives malchus because hokamasribe. He was warned. It's no different than every nazir who becomes tamei who receives malchus immediately. This question applies only in the case of Shenichnis b'sheid de tevo meidol, ubochaver upara me'olav maziva. He entered the cemetery enclosed inside a box that protects him from tumah, and someone else opened it bi'oinis without his consent. He's not at fault for his entrance and can only be liable if he delays. And so the Gemara asks whether this delay has a minimum time of kedei hashtachava. The Gemara says tekui, leaving the matter unresolved. The Gemara turns to yet another aspect of this case. By Rav Ashi, Nazir b'hu b'veis hakfaris, to'un giluach oiloi. If someone accepted Naziris in the cemetery, does he need to shave his head after becoming Tahar? Because Lo Yishna, he's no different than any Nazir Tameh. Or Lo Yboi Giluach, he does not shave his head because Ki Boi Taglachas Tahar Shenitma Dekom Metameh Lenziruse. Perhaps only a Nazir Tahar that became Tameh needs to shave, since he defiled his Naziris. But Tameh Shenazir Lai is someone who begins his Naziris, while Tameh is not required to shave. The Gemara points out that the Mishnah states that Einoi may be carbon tuma, implying that Avogiluchei Bai, he does need to shave. However, the Gemara explains that we can interpret the Mishnah as Ma Tam Einoi may be carbon tuma, Mishum Deloi Bai Giluchei. These two halachas are interdependent, as Tosfos explains, because Psukim Krevim Zeh LaZeh, the Psukim in which they are discussed, are in close proximity to each other. By saying that there is no carbon tuma, the Mishnah is also expressing that there is no Giluach. The Gemara attempts to resolve this question from several brises. One of these discusses whether the time while a Nazir is a Metzara counts towards the Nazir's term. We know that the days while he is Tamei Meis are not counted. However, perhaps the days while he is a confirmed Metzara are reckoned towards his term. The brisa eventually determines that these days do not count because Uman Nazir Bekever Shesari Ro L'Teklachas someone who accepted Naziris in the cemetery will shave in accordance with Hilchas Naziris, and yet that time is not reckoned towards his term. One who will not shave his head for Hilchas Naziris, but as a Mitzayra, certainly cannot count his time towards his Naziris term. The Brice is apparently assuming that the Nazir Bekever shaves his head Taglachas Tumah, like every Nazir Tameh, thereby establishing that a Nazir, Beves HaKvaros, does shave when becoming tar. The Gemara counters that perhaps a Nazir Beves HaKvaros does not shave. The Braisa may be referring to Taglachas Tahara, that he will eventually shave his head at the end of the Naziris period. The Gemara in Daf Yud Ches resolves this issue from another Braisa. The Pasuk says, "V'chiyamus meis alav befesa pisim, v'timei reish nizre v'gilach reishay." If the Nazir becomes Tamei, he must shave his head. The superfluous phrase "betimi rish nizri" teaches "betar shenit makas medaber shurutan havar sar v'avot siparin v'lifter es a nazir bekever." Only a nazir who became tamei must shave and bring a carbon, but a nazir bekever does not shave or bring carbonus.